Chapter 5. Untitled Vero Phone Scene. Author's notes. Folks have asked about Vero and Sid in this universe, and I've always said that I just couldn't see that working out, since Vero is pretty much exclusively a sadist. But I gave it a try. Spinning off from the bad bar pickup, this little piece posits that Flower took Sid back to his own room instead of to Gino. Started giving Sid aftercare, and Sid kissed him. Nothing sexual happens between Vero and Sid, or Sid and Flower, besides that initial kiss. The second Sid's lips touch Flower's, he yanks himself back, horrified. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. It's okay, Sid, Flower says gently. It's okay. I wouldn't. I know you're Vero's. I don't know why I did that. It's really okay. Come here. Flower collects him close again and kisses him on the forehead. I'm going to call Vero, Sid. Sid wants to object, but he knows he has no right. He stares at the sheets, miserable. Hang on and have some more water, mon trésor. Flower says. He stands up to grab his phone from the desk and then lays right back down next to Sid. When Vero picks up, she says something in French that makes Flower blush. Maîtresse, he says quietly, I'm here with Sid. He had a bad scene tonight and no aftercare, and he's very upset. May I put you on speaker? She must say yes. Flower puts the phone on the bedside table, and Vero's voice says, Oh, Sid, I am so sorry that happened, but I am very happy that you are with Marc-Andre now. She sounds so warm and sympathetic, and it just makes the hollow feeling in Sid's stomach worse. Flower continues. Like I said, Sid is very upset and not feeling like himself, and he kissed me, so I had to call. He apologized right away and said he knew he should not have kissed me because I'm yours. Sid, my dear friend, Vero says, before Sid can even start to apologize. Of course you should not have done that, but I understand. We all do things we know we should not do when we are in a bad headspace, and it sounds like you had every reason to reach out for any kind of comfort you could get, all right? Shocked, Sid stammers. All right. Good. But now, I want you to tell me what happened tonight. I am worried about you, Sid. Sid is desperately grateful to her for being so kind. But he doesn't want to tell her what happened. He doesn't want to tell anyone. Still, he knows he owes her. Okay, he mumbles. So, what happened? I went home with this guy, and he hit me, Vero asks. And had you negotiated that he could hit you? Sid shakes his head. We didn't negotiate. He just started hitting me as soon as we got to his place. He did not negotiate anything? Not even a safe word? She sounds horrified. Sid's voice comes out in a whisper. No, I didn't know how to get him to stop. Flower pulls him even closer and kisses his forehead again as Vero murmurs, Oh, Sid, that must have been so frightening. That is terrible. What happened to make him stop hitting you? I don't know. Or I asked him to stop hitting my face. Like, I just said, stop, and he stopped that. But I don't know why he stopped hitting me other places. I guess he just got bored. I want to make sure I understand, Vero says slowly. This Dom began by hitting your face, When you asked him to stop that, he hit you other places, again without negotiating? I guess we sort of negotiated, Sid says. He doesn't want to make it sound worse than it was. I mean, I don't know. I was confused. He was really mad that he couldn't hit my face. That was what he really wanted. But he said I could make it up to him if I let him hit me other places. Oh, Sid, you had nothing to make up to him, and he had no right to be angry about anything. You are the one who had the right to be angry. Despite her words, her tone is gentle. When Sid chances a look up at Flower, he nods, lips pressed tightly together. Sid ducks his head. I don't even know if he meant it. He didn't want to say this part, had been planning to leave it out, but suddenly he can't. He feels compelled to lay it bare. Whispering again, Sid says, when he stopped hitting me, I asked if I had made it up to him, and I don't think he even remembered he said that. He feels so, so small. Worse and worse, Vero says softly. Where did he hit you, Sid, after he stopped hitting your face? My chest, my back, my arms? Sounding alarmed, she says, Marc-Andre, his lower back. Nothing over the kidneys. Flower says right away, I checked. Well done. Now, Sid, when this Dom stopped hitting you, did you leave? Sid's face burns. No, I know I should have. I know it's my fault that none of this is your fault. Absolutely none of it, Vero says, and now she sounds angry. Of course you wanted to please him, and he gave you none of the tools you should have had to get yourself out of this situation in a way that would have felt natural and safe. I do not want you feeling responsible for this terrible excuse for a Dom and the things he did, not for any of them. To start hitting a sub before a word of negotiation, it is against everything, everything. No excuse. Sid's face is still hot, but for a different reason. It feels good to hear her defend him. It feels good to hear her say it's not his fault. Thank you, he mumbles. It is just the truth. Marc-Andre, I hope you are holding him very sweetly. Flower smiles at Sid across the pillow, with a look like he's sharing a joke. I am holding him, he tells Vero. The sweetness I can't answer. She says, dissatisfied. What else did this Dom do, Sid? He didn't hurt me more after that. We had sex. This sounds like such a kindergarten thing to say, but he can't think of a different way of phrasing it. He made fun of me. And of course, he did not negotiate for humiliation either, I assume. Sid's not an expert in humiliation or anything, but that still doesn't strike him as right. I don't think that's what it was. I think he was just, he didn't like what I was doing. What did he say, Sid? He agreed to tell her, and a part of him wants to tell her, to please her, but the words are stuck in his throat, and the thought of prying them out makes him feel sick. Please, I don't want to. Do I have to say? He asks, desperate. Would it be easier for you to tell Marc-Andre? Yeah. He doesn't know why, but it would, so he will. Sid curls in toward Flower and explains into the small, quiet space between them how the Dom had asked Sid what he needed, and when Sid had asked him to restrain Sid's arms, the Dom had mocked him as Mr. Top from the Bottom. He hopes Flower won't judge him. He doesn't seem to. He pulls Sid close again, tucking Sid's head under his chin, and murmurs to him little scraps of sorrow and comfort. Marc-Andre? Vero asks. More shitty doming, Flower says bluntly. He told Sid to express a preference, and then, when Sid obeyed, accused him of being pushy. Vero makes a hurt noise. Oh, my poor Sid. Oh, how terrible that must have felt, to be manipulated like that. And after everything that had already happened, you must have felt so turned around, so like you could not depend on anything. I don't know how to say it in English. It sucked, Sid says, which is not adequate, but it's all he can summon right now. But Vero agrees. It sucked. In a solemn voice, as if he said something profound. Was it over then? Yeah, he said I could stay for aftercare. Ha! Huh. Yeah. I didn't think that was a good idea either, so I left and came back here, and Flower found me and brought me back to his room. He did not even clean Sid up, Flower says, and Sid is startled to hear anger in his voice, too. Oh, infem! Vero mutters darkly. I want to find him and crush him. Sid, I am so very sorry all of that happened to you. It was wrong and terrible, and I can understand even better now how much you must have been craving affection and comfort and closeness. All the things you should have gotten from this wretched dom but did not. Of course you turned to Marc-Andre for those things. It makes perfect sense. Sid doesn't know what to say to that, but Vero doesn't seem to expect a response. Instead, she continues, Sid, I need to ask Marc-Andre some questions. While I do, I want you to close your eyes. Sid closes his eyes, and Vero says, Very good. Warmly, as if she can see him. Now, we will talk in English so you can understand us. And if Marc-Andre gets something wrong or you have something to add, please let me know. But if you lose track of what we're saying or feel sleepy, that is all right. You don't have to pay attention. Okay. Vero asks Flower if he gave Sid water and food, and if he cleaned Sid up. Sid's eyes slip shut as they talk. Like Vero said, it doesn't seem like they need anything from him. Next, she asks if Flower put anything on Sid's bruises. Not yet, he answers. I have some bruise balm in my bag. Ice packs? She asks. I don't have any, Flower admits, but I can get some from the trainers. Good. That is good. Sid, I need your attention again. You can open your eyes. Sid does, blinking at Flower, who smiles and strokes his hair. Hi, he says, still a little slow and sleepy. Hi, Sid, she says, amused, but not laughing at him. Sid, Marc-Andre is going to get you some ice packs for your face, and I will stay with you while he's away, so you won't be alone, okay? Okay, thank you, Sid says, a little shaky. He really did not want to be alone. Businesslike, Vero says. So let's get ready for that. Marc-Andre, bring Sid another bottle of water and something to eat. Something salty this time. And Sid, I want you to make a little pile of pillows behind yourself, so you have something soft to lean on. Sid, is there anything else you want to eat? Something Marc-Andre could get for you while he's out? No, I'm fine with the chips. Thank you, though. Once Flower leaves, Vero asks, Sid, do you have your little nest of pillows? Yes. Good. Now I want to be careful about something, she says, voice low and soothing. You need someone to take care of you tonight, Sid. It is a dangerous thing to have a bad scene like that and then not get proper aftercare. It can have very bad effects. I would like to be the person who takes care of you, Sid, but I know that you did not call me. You came to Marc-Andre, and he called me. And you have had more than enough of doms assuming they can treat you a certain way without asking. So I need to ask your permission before I do more to take care of you. And if you say no, I will not be hurt. I am already so happy and proud that you came to Marc-André, that he has earned your trust in that way, and that is enough for me. Do you understand? That hadn't occurred to him, actually, that this was something he's supposed to have a choice in. Yes, he says, and thank you. Thank you for asking. Of course, Sid. There's a little pause. So, what do you think? Sid asks about what she's saying, what she's asking. It's tempting to just say, yes, take care of me. Because he does need someone to do that, and he does trust her. But there's more to it than that. You like to hurt Flower, he says hesitantly. I do, she replies. Would you, if you were taking care of me, would that mean hurting me too? Right away, she says, no, my darling. If someday you wanted a different kind of taking care, and we negotiated it in advance, then that might be something I would do. But that would not be appropriate for this kind of taking care. Okay. Maybe there's something else he should be asking, but nothing's coming to him. He just really, really wants to be taken care of tonight. And he knows that she would take it seriously. Take him seriously. Then yes, if it's okay with you, I want that. Thank you, Sid, she says, with a great deal of weight. It is more than okay. This may be difficult for you to believe after the night you have had, but a good dom wants to care for a submissive in distress. A good dom is honored to have the chance to do that, and I am honored that you trust me for that. That hit Sid harder than he was expecting. He has to blink a few times to get the burn out of his eyes. Hoarsely, he says, thank you again. It is my pleasure. Now, close your eyes, Sid, and lie down, if you are not already lying down. Pull up the blanket. Are you nice and warm? I'm warm. Bon, I want you to know, Sid, how proud I am of you, of the things you did earlier tonight. That's the last thing he was expecting to hear. Proud? I messed up. I should have... No, Vero says with authority. No, do not think about any should have. You did not have the tools that you should have had. And you did so well with the tools you did have. I am proud of you for telling that dom to stop hitting your face. I know that was hard for you. You must have been confused and frightened and shocked. And you had no safe word, and likely you were not sure he would stop, which would have been even more frightening. But you said stop anyway, and I am very, very proud of you for that. Thank you, Sid croaks, shaking. But she's not done. And I am proud of you for telling the Dom what you wanted when he asked, she says fiercely. I know he was a piece of shit about it, but he was wrong. I'm sure he didn't even think about how hard it must have been for you to say what you wanted, especially when he had shown he likely did not care what you wanted. But you stood up for yourself and your desires, and that also makes me very proud. Vero, tears are running down his cheeks now. And I am also so proud of you for recognizing that you should not stay with that dom for aftercare. We drill into subs how important aftercare is, and I'm sure you had a little voice in your head telling you to stay because of that. But you were smart enough to know that this was an exception, and you did the right thing for yourself. So I'm very proud of you for that. She said she wouldn't hurt him, but fuck, this hurts, even though it feels so good at the same time. He feels horribly off balance. Sid, I want you to wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a hug. I know it is not good as when Marc-André hugs you, but it will help until he gets back. So do that now. Sid obeys, and he does feel a little better, more grounded. You are doing very well, Sid. When it feels right, I want you to drink the bottle of water and eat the chips Marc-André brought you. I think that will help as well. Okay, Sid says in a small voice. Thank you, Vero. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!